It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Let's welcome tonight's guests. She's the lady with the drawl who's always ready to brawl. Fox Business Network anchor Dagan McDowell. He's so sharp he can't hold a balloon. TV writer and producer Rob Long. She's zany, brainy, and sometimes complainy. Host of Sincerely Cat on Fox Nation, Cat Timpf. And he can kill you with his eyebrow. In for Tyrus, former CIA operative and host of the upcoming series Black Files Declassified. Oh, my God. On Science Channel, Mike Baker.
Thanks. Yeah.
Wow. Yes. You know what the great thing about not having an audience? I don't feel bad when somebody gets more applause. You know what I mean? Like somebody might like Dagan more than Mike, and then Mike at the end it feels really bad.
I do. Yeah,
your ego's fragile. Even during times of great misery, he is more worried about how much applause he gets.
I feel bad because I can't pander.
Yeah,
I can't say stuff like about Hillary Clinton, right?
Yes.
And then everybody.
If you want, you can pander to us.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. You know, whenever you land a joke that they don't like, all you have to do is say, but what about Hillary? You get so much applause.
Right. Constitution.
Yes. So, Dagan, you are the business mind here. I have so many questions. Two of them are, one, why do we keep showing the Dow ticker? Because I think that is like, it's like watching a slow rolling disaster. It's like, turn it off, get it off the screen for a few hours. I might be wrong. And also, we closed down the stock market for 7 days after, 6 or 7 days. It's September 17th. What's the reason not to do this here?
That was some structural problems, actually, down in lower Manhattan after the terror attacks. But you can't shut the markets down because you're literally just hiding what is really going on in the market.
Right.
The more you know, again, it's just like the virus. Mm-hmm. The more you know, the better. Because if you shut it down, then you have kaboom,
right,
the apocalypse after you reopen it, if the news is bad.
But what if, you know, I look at the stock market as kind of a drunk guy at the blackjack table who's losing, and I'm his best friend going, let's go into the buffet for a few hours. That's all I want. No? Not that easy.
Sound investment advice. Everyone at home.
Just go to the buffet. If this is Vegas, the buffet is, I don't know, what the drink.
The buffet is at this point, is a toxic center of disease. Don't go to the buffet. Go home.
Right.
Don't go to the buffet.
The sneeze guards are not your protection.
That's right. They're not going to keep the sneezes out.
I do think, though, the market was so overvalued anyway outside of the virus that this downdraft, you've got, what, $10 trillion in debt on corporate balance sheets in the last decade. So there were a lot of problems that were building anyway.
Interesting.
And so this virus takes off, and then you have the oil price war.
Right.
And so the washout that you're seeing is creating this sense of panic. Panic begets panic. Fear begets fear. And you have lunatics, basically. It could get worse for the economy because of what's going on in the markets. Just like I went into a Whole Foods in the last week.
Yeah.
And you see the the shelves are all cleared out, and I'm grabbing, like, Brazil nuts and radishes. And I've got, like, my arms with Brazil nuts and radishes, and I realize this is the crap left over at the worst part of a Christmas party.
I think that's a great Food Channel show. You go into, they should call it Not a Whole Lot of Foods. You know, I guess the audience laughed. The audience laughed. Hey, Rob, are you panicked? Do you think it's wise to overprepare and be relieved?
Look, two-thirds of what they're telling us to do, frankly, we should have been doing anyway.
Exactly, like Japan did.
You live in a hurricane area, you live in a tornado area, you live in a snow emergency area, you live in the West Coast where you have earthquakes, you should have 72 hours of water, 72 hours of canned food. You should be prepared.
2 years of toilet paper?
I'm not saying that I am. Well, it depends if you go to Arby's a lot. I'm not saying you should, but look, we all have to, you're right, your monologue, you're right. We all have to sacrifice a little bit. You clearly, judging by your outfit, have sacrificed your performance in Mumenschanz. So we all have to pull, but preparedness is, look, I've said this before. The benefit of this experience now is that we're being we're training ourselves to prepare for the next one.
Right.
They are going to keep coming. This is the way the world works.
Wait, you're saying, Rob, you're saying we're going to learn from a past?
Yeah, well, I'm hoping. I'm like, go with the fantasy.
As humans, we're going to take this on.
Go with the fantasy.
And be better next time.
Wouldn't it be great if we did and everybody sort of prepared for this? Look, profits will go down. Corporate profits will be down in the second quarter. We know that.
Yeah.
We're going to stop business activity for 2 weeks almost, 3 weeks.
So it's going to
take a hit. That's something we all are going to have to pay for. And in the long, big scheme of things, it's not really that much.
Yeah.
The economy's great. The country's in great shape. The world is in good shape.
I like
we just got to stay home for 2 weeks.
I like that you said that. I know, Kat, you had to shut down your singing Telegram service.
I know. And it was really picking up steam. A lot of birthdays.
Yes.
Be upset.
Yes.
The thing is, preparedness is one thing, but like, there's nothing on the shelves in so many places. And the hand sanitizer hoarding and the soap hoarding. It doesn't make sense because,
right.
And everyone always says, oh, you're so selfish to not wash your, like, to hoard all this stuff, and you're selfish, not thinking of others, but, like, that's true, but you're also not thinking of yourself because it also benefits you if the other people in your community are washing their hands.
Yeah, and what if they don't have, what if they don't have toilet paper and they're not washing their hands?
There you go.
Whoa.
Yeah, and you're,
me in college.
Try, like, squeezing lemon juice on their hands after they go to the bathroom because there's no soap left. Meanwhile, you're pouring it all over your slip and slide in your backyard or whatever you're doing with that much sanitizer.
Look, if you're really nervous, in the basement, to be
if you're really nervous about it, you want some Purell, I'll sell you some for $16,000.
There you go.
Some
but
kid.
It's the worst because...
I know where you guys, I mean, you know, I know you live out here.
I sure
may
do.
I just mention, may I just mention a couple of things? I don't want to jinx the great state of Idaho, but no reported cases yet. But I think there's something more to it in the fact that you go in, nobody's panicking, at least that I know.
Yeah, it's because you guys got all those potatoes.
Right, we got potatoes, and we got a lot of the trout.
Yes.
Trout.
Yeah. And I hate trout.
By the way, you got some preppers out there, too.
Yeah, we got preppers out there.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Right.
You're a prepper. How many guns are under your bed, Mike?
No, it's a walk-in safe. You don't put a gun under your bed.
A gun room.
Not when you have kids around.
Yeah, it's true.
Although, Scooter's done his hunting certificate, so he's good to go.
Congrats.
But anyway, the point being is the shelves are full. We're not seeing the same sort of thing that you may be seeing in other urban areas. And part of that is because of the number of cases that may be happening. But I think there's a big, big difference between being realistic, pragmatic, and prepared, and panicking.
But that's my point, is you give into the panic. A rational person, if you're surrounded by lunatics, becomes a lunatic. For like my radishes and my Brazil nuts, I couldn't find toilet paper, and I was having an anxiety attack, and I called a friend of mine, and I said, I don't have toilet paper, and they went, wash your butt.
Yeah, there you go. By the way, we have to move on, but there are alternatives to toilet paper. You know, you have Kleenex. Yeah, the New York Times.
Corn cobs.
Saw that one coming, right?
Frontier days.
Had to bash the media. Corn cobs?
In the old days, in the old frontier days,
You got to be really careful with the corn cobs.
I'm just saying.
Hold them right.
That's what I read.
Yes.
All right, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hey, folks, it's your man, Keyshawn Johnson, here to talk about Angie, formerly known as Angie's List, your go-to home services. Marketplace for getting all your jobs done well. Now, you might be wondering, what exactly is Angie? Well, let me tell you. It's the nation's largest home services marketplace, connecting over 150 million homeowners with skilled professionals to tackle any project, big or small. As a homeowner myself, I always have things I want to work on for my house, whether it's general home renovations or fun projects like putting in a pool. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it a breeze to research, compare, and hire pros, ensuring every job is done well. Whether you're fixing a leaky faucet or planning a full kitchen renovation, Angie's got your back. And get this, folks. Angie's pros aren't just any old contractors. They're your neighbors, often running small businesses right in your community. Plus, they've been rated and reviewed by others in your area, so you know you're getting quality service. So why stress over home projects when you can turn to Angie? From finding the best price to scheduling a pro at your convenience, Angie's got you covered every step of the way. So get started today at Angie.com. That's Angie.com, or download the app today to get started on getting all your jobs done. That's Angie, your trusted ally in home services.
Would your lips smack for a double Big Mac? McDonald's debuted a supersized version of their signature burger this week, featuring a whopping 4 patties. Yeah, I haven't seen a foursome this hot since I hooked up with that Bengals tribute band. Boston. I love the Bengals. The bigger Mac is only available for a limited time, but also not really, because ordering extra patties will always be an option, like at an Irish bar. According to McDonald's Department of Menu Innovation, they have a department, I love that, the Double Big Mac was created to give customers new ways to enjoy the burger they love. That sounds perverse. Or more accurately, just kill you. All right, Dagan, you're the business person. The one thing that's good to know in times of instability and unknowns, you can always rely on McDonald's.
You can always rely on McDonald's as long as you eat it at home, because nobody wants to see anybody eating that in public. That is meant to be eaten in your best sweatpants that already have ranch dressing stains on them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. And you're alone in the dark and have lost the will to live.
Savor it with tears. Oh. I want to be in the meeting. I want to be in the meeting of the innovation department where, like, how about, I don't know, just put two more patties in.
First of all, they probably said three. And they all thought about it, and they go, it's just not right.
It was not right. You know what it was? It was like a guy who had this whole idea, right, that he had planned. It was called the triple threat. And he had planned on it. He had charts. And he's like, yeah. He goes, this is the triple threat, three patties. And then some new kid goes, why can't it be four? And everybody goes, four! And the guy came up with a triple threat.
It's like, he's in charge of the innovation department.
Jesus!
We get to four, he kept saying.
You know why four is a bad idea? Because it inserts kind of the idea of quadruple into it. And I only hear quadruple with bypass.
Well, here's what's good about McDonald's. Here's why I admire them as a corporation so much, is that when you're in the middle of a public health crisis, what Americans really need to calm them down is gluttony.
Yes. Right?
And they have answered a screaming need on the part of a lot of Americans who are carrying a lot of anxiety right now.
And also, think about the could be timing. You're getting a four-patty burger while stocking up on toilet paper, which is going to be useful if you're eating that kind of cow.
That's one way to look at it. I look at it, they don't want you to stay home and they're luring you out. It's like the cheese on a mousetrap.
Oh, my God, you're right.
And the snapper is coronavirus. Yeah.
I always use Postmates to order my McDonald's, though. Yeah, even when I lived like 300 feet from one, if I'm eating McDonald's, I'm not in a position for the world to see me in that moment.
But you got to actually walk or drive to the McDonald's and go inside now so you can go in the bathroom and get the toilet paper. Because it's locked in, and you got to wrap it around your wrist,
Dagan,
and then stick your hand in your purse and walk out.
What have you done?
That's an amazing trick.
There are a lot of people watching this show.
That's amazing.
I did it at Taco Bell in college because I was broke.
That's incredible.
I've done it.
Well, I've never thought of that. Hiding your rolled up hand in a purse. Could work for a lot of things. Okay, so we're out of time. Thanks to Dagan McDowell, Rob Long, Catherine, and Mike Baker. I'm Greg Gutfeld. I love you, America. Be well.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. In these ever-changing times, you can rely on Fox News for hourly updates for the very latest news and information on your time. Listen and download now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.